Today, let's have a look at a few automotive brands and what their sales figures mean. Headline figures say one thing, but analysis says often another. For instance, the top-selling vehicle in June was the Ford Ranger, but overall Toyota has almost 30% of market share in the light commercial vehicle segment, ahead of Ford with 25%. Ford is also heavily dependent on the Ranger Everest models for its sales, with almost 90% coming from those two vehicles. Other brands like Kia have 8 of their 12 models contributing over 1,000 sales each. This makes for a healthy spread. Mazda is another brand with a widespread of models sold, with the CX-5 a standout. Mercedes-Benz has 27 different models available, but only 4 contribute over 1,000 sales so far this year. The rest of the dribs and drabs add up. Compare this to Isuzu Ute that has 2 models with a few variants, and they sit in the top 10 brands. Some brands can sell relatively few cars yet still remain profitable. Others can sell many and break even. Segment share is also important. Yes, the Australian automotive landscape remains an interesting one. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Australians are increasingly choosing electrified vehicles. But before you make that big decision, make sure you do your research first at ecocarguide.com.au. Log on today for a full guide to the new Audi Q8 50 e-tron Quattro. There's details on the big changes that Toyota's made to their hybrid range. And what's this? An e-hybrid Jeep coming to Australia? Get the details on the compass at ecocarguide.com.au.